It's the Tiltcast, episode 109. With our forces combined.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Halo 4, Assassin's Creed 3,
Fire.
Doom 3, BFG, Hawken, some Deadlight, and a lot of news, so stay tuned.
Mark.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is Trent, and yes, I started abruptly. You all look so surprised. I was just like, I'm on, clap, oops. Right into it.
Here we go.
Like a virgin diving for pussy. Anyways, what was that rumbling sound?
Virgin diving for pussy.
Is that you?
He was moving.
Oh, okay.
Which, like...
It just sounded like garbage rustling. I was like, what the hell is that? Anyways.
Just messing with the...
So we're back with another episode. I'm done. Are you still talking?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Anyway, so we're back with another episode, and directly over to this way.
Directly over to this way.
Is, I was going to say something, I got lost. Beyond the QT Cup is Justin.
Hey.
And just parallel with the cup is Holly.
Hello.
Holly.
Hello.
The Holocaust. Anyways.
The Holocaust?
I was trying to think of if you were to get into burlesque, I was trying to think of a stage name for you, and that's the only one I could come
that
up with.
That would be a really good...
horror name.
Yeah.
No. I'm thinking of... Jesus
whore?
Christ, I can't fucking...
Name?
Whore?
Whore?
Or
whore?
That's such a tricky word.
Horror?
Not.
No, I'm thinking Derby Girl.
Derby Girl would be great, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Unless you go up against the official Jewish Derby Girl team, and then I'll just your fucked.
I think you need to work out a little bit more, to be honest.
Yeah, you would be trampled.
I think with my small size, I could just sneak through.
No,
fucking
they would
ninja.
Actually aim for you more, probably.
No, I'm a ninja.
Somebody slide past you, and slap a target on your back, and you'd be gone.
It'd be like that really horrible game that came out, what was that? That one where you were like this dude with this vampire chick and you actually pick her up and throw her. Do you remember? It came out at the same time as Vanquish. I can't remember. It was so horrible.
It was a really bad game.
Yeah, it was horrible. I played like 2 hours of it. I was like, okay, fuck this. And I turned it off. I was like, so bad. It was something about a tower or something like that. I can't remember the name of it.
That is kind of something that they do, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what it would be like.
You have blue hair, so...
They would pick you up and throw you to the... Just over the mountain of roller derby girls. Anyways, so...
Those thick calves.
Yeah. So tonight we got no Rex.
Oh. So I don't have thick calves.
That's why you're not a roller girl.
Yeah. Nom nom. Anyways.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom nom.
Babies. So, let's go and jump back into this. And tonight we have no Rex, minus him. And Vic is off being Vic somewhere.
To be fair, I mean, he hasn't been back in a long time.
Yeah, I just like last week. I'm gonna be on every episode now that I'm back, and then we can't hear from him today. Fucking thanks for staying your friends up, Vic.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I see that the Air Force taught you many things. Joking. It's a good thing.
The Chair Force.
The Chair Force. I like it when you do the ha ha thing, but just really like overdo. You're like ha ha. You make a horrible show.
Or you just sound like Vanessa.
Yeah.
I sound like that preacher just went.
It's like you're about to start screaming gold.
Like a fucking sand person.
Jesus.
I knew a guy that could do that. I can't do it. James could do a badass Wookiee. Or my drummer. Yeah, he could do a badass Wookiee impersonation.
Steve could do a badass Jackass.
Yeah, he could do a badass donkey.
just laughing so hard. Yeah.
No. It was a straight arch in there. It was like that. It was pretty bad. Oh, I'm glad I don't laugh like a fucking weirdo. Like some of our friends.
Remember that one time, and I'm not going to mention names, but me and a friend of mine are over here, and she goes, sounds like butt sex. And we just hear...
Yeah, you hear this weird chimpanzee sound coming from my room. Yeah.
No, it was just her laugh. And I was like, I wonder how he can stand
She wasn't laughing at the time. That was not a laugh. That was actually... I was...
You know
what
weird. I was thinking? It was like 3 days after I'd watched that episode of Family Guy about the girl.
You remember the time that we were hanging out in my room and she was over.
And if you made her laugh really hard, she just...
She only did that when it was something really, really fucking funny. But what's funny is, okay, wicked hot chick.
I don't know about
bad
that.
Bad laugh. No, she was pretty, bad laugh.
Yeah, so when me and the friend are out here, just hear.
That's not the noise she was making at that time, because that was something else, and it was this really high pitched like kind of sound
a lot sexier than she did, sir.
No, that was the sound that she did, and it was right in my fucking ear the entire time, and it was just repeated, and it was just like a fucking baboon.
What you were hearing was squeezing.
Yeah, that's what you were hearing. You might have actually heard it.
Does it sound like...
That was actually probably me.
It's like starting up a lawnmower.
It's like the girl that we work with.
Buh. That's what a turd sound like when they come out. Buh. There's the buh. That's the shy one. And then it just drops out.
Buh. How about elephants under the chairs?
Huh? No, I was making a joke. I heard one time she came in, she was talking about how I got a horse this weekend, and I was like, no wonder she's walking all bow-legged. Just making horrible jokes. I went up to Vanessa's desk today, and I just put together that huge desk, and I was pulling my hair like this because I've just been in the office like sweating doing this thing, and I had my hand up like this. So I was talking to her, and I go walking by, and she stops Vanessa. She's like, does he have a head? Does he need some headache? And she's like, oh, no, he does that every once in a while. She's like, oh, okay. Vanessa goes walking and she's like, yeah, I told her that she asked if he had a headache. I told her that he did and that she should go rub it out for
him. Oh, God.
I wish she would. That would have been fucking hilarious. Anyways.
Oh, speaking of her.
Yeah.
Fucking Batman Live got canceled.
Yeah, I know.
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun.
I couldn't find any news on it, but she said they emailed her.
They emailed her and said it? They would know first.
Yeah.
Is it canceled or postponed?
It's canceled everywhere, apparently.
What, did their Joker die too?
Ooh. I don't know.
Ooh.
That was... But no, so I'm really upset about that. Because that would have been awesome.
No, Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer is the Joker?
No, Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer's a penguin's more like it nowadays.
Oh, God.
I feel bad because I like Val Kilmer.
I like Val Kilmer a lot too, but he got fucking fat.
I know.
He got really fat.
It was like Salt and Sea is like a great fucking movie. Pure Genius, Top Secret, even Deja Vu with Denzel Washington, great movie.
What was that movie he was a spy in?
That was The Saint.
The Saint's pretty
great
cool.
Fucking with Orbital doing the soundtrack.
Yeah, it's fucking a pretty
awesome.
Cool movie.
Good fucking movie. And Elizabeth Shue, who's in everything. Yeah. So, including Val Kilmer. Anyways. That would actually be funnier if it was an actor instead of an actress. But anyways, so let's jump back in. Justin, what have you been doing today? Sorry, this week.
Honestly, I've been busy watching a lot of Netflix. Oh. Watching a lot of Burn Notice.
Are you the reason why Mulholland Drive is on my recently watched list on Netflix?
No, I'm not.
Joking. I know why it's there. A friend of mine was over and was like, let's watch this. I said, it's a horrible movie. She wouldn't listen. 45 minutes in, she goes, what the fuck is this? I was like, I fucking told you. So we watched Harold and Maude.
Nice. That's a classic.
Yeah, she never seen it. So.
Yeah, and I've been watching that. I'm like into season 4 now. Like, I've been watching a lot of Burn Notice.
Yep.
You're turning into me.
Well, kind of. Nearly as short and hurts then. But it's mostly Bruce Campbell. I just really like Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
And...
it's nice he actually found a steady paying gig for a change.
They're on like season 7.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really steady pay. That's almost like Seinfeld paying gig. Well, not even close.
For a guy who pretty much like built his career off of Evil Dead and then doing a lot
of
cameos.
Like cameos and B-movies.
Yeah. And books, as he did if Chance Could Kill, and just doing the circuits and all that. Now he actually has a real steady job. So
that's cool. I mean, he played, and he's not playing, he doesn't bumble around in the show. He's like,
yeah.
He's a full-on partner in the show. He's the other lead, basically.
Yeah.
So it's cool to watch Mr. Campbell in action.
Right.
So really been getting having a lot of fun with that. And then I've been watching, obviously, Walking Dead. I've been staying on top of that.
Awesome episode
it's
last week.
Really getting good.
Yeah.
Man, if the last episode was good, I'm just...
Yeah, yeah. Every episode this season has just been
like they're
fantastic.
They're blowing this shit out of the water.
Well, in the comic, this is the last. This is where... the end of the road, so we'll see.
Well, there's all these like post-apocalyptic shows that are out there right now, and nothing really even comes anywhere close.
Excuse me. Well, if they end Walking Dead with this season, and they don't try and draw it out to another one, because they could maybe with the story, but if they end it, then they're already projecting that it's just going to be massive amounts of zombie, like nighttime drama shows showing up. And I'm just kind of like, they're not going to be like this.
Walking Dead is one of the few in recent years shows or movies that's really gotten it right.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
Aside from last season, was a little slow, a little weak, but
well, it was kind of a good development season, just really developing characters and alliances as well as taking care of Shane.
Some of that, but it started to get a little bit more soap than I wanted it to be.
Yeah, it really did.
Like, at those point, I was like, am I watching a show about zombies or just people's relationships?
But you can say the same thing about, like, Lord of the Rings 2.
let's not compare your apples and oranges.
Well, no, it's just, it was a lot more fucking soap opera than I wanted it to be. Even though it was supposed to be. I was just like, at least this is when you can kind of change things a little. So, but Walking Dead so far, yeah, the season's been fantastic. I can't wait to see what goes on next. The preview, I watched the extended preview for next week, and it looks pretty epic.
Like, I can understand how people will say, well, there's nothing I can watch today, but, like, when you have a DVR and Netflix, dude, I have, like, epic marathon days that I just get stuck on watching shit.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I saw a meme somebody posted the other day that was talking about, you know, anybody who was born in 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, sorry, 80s, are, like, we are the last of the people who can say that we honestly, you know, had to wait for our shows to come on. Yeah. We had to actually, like, record our favorite songs off the radio. Had to do all this crap.
Because you would, like, you would call and, like, request your song.
Yeah.
And then you would just sit there with everything ready. Yeah.
And then you get pissed off when they talk through the intro.
Yeah. Because then you're just like, I can't fucking record this.
Yeah. Hondo on the Edge was fucking notorious for that. And I hated that motherfucker, dude. But,
he was arrested for cocaine or something?
Yeah. Well, he was a major cocaine. But, yeah. He used to crash on a friend of mine's couch all the fucking time. But they were going on, so I was just sitting there reading this list, and I was like, yeah, it's about true. The first people who people who grew up without cell phones, we actually had to be at home to get our phone calls.
Yeah.
We had to do all this crap.
I had a pager in college.
You know? Yeah.
My first 3 years of college, I had a pager.
Yeah. And I was just like, wow, you know, I was aware of it, but I never really saw it all in one list. And I was just like, that's
really good. I moved out kind of early, and like, I didn't leave on the best of terms with my parents. Mm-hmm. And I remember my dad going, well, I'm getting you a pager. It's only $10 a month. He's like, at least this way, now I can sort of get a hold of it.
Yeah.
But that was like his only link to me was a pager. And I didn't have a phone in my apartment, so I had to go to the payphone at the apartment manager's office. Actually, up at the lakes downtown, way back when.
Yeah.
A horrible place now, but
my favorite one was putting the tape on the VHS so you could dub over it.
You'd have like you'd buy a shitty movie from like the video store, something like that. They have like the dollar sales,
and
then you'd end up, well, you don't have any videotapes, so it's cheaper to buy those than it is to buy a bunch of blanks.
Yeah, so you just put the little tape over it so it won't go in, so you can record over it. So you don't have to do that anymore. We got fucking DVD and Blu-ray burners, man.
Oh shit! I remember when the first CD burner came out.
Mm.
I remember me and my buddy like sit there and we were like trading music, and I'd buy like half of what I wanted, he'd buy the other half. I'd burn them at one time speed.
Yeah, those takes were fucking.
And it would take forever. It was
They
just sped the fuck up.
The best invention ever was the actual like. The VHS rewinder.
Oh, just the
separate one. Yeah.
It would always be like sports cars.
Yeah, it always be something. Like just something else. Whatever, yeah.
That was always awesome. I'm pretty sure we may have had one of the sports car looking ones.
The whole point behind those was so that if you were a movie fiend, you could pop your tape out, put the next one in, and just rewind that one while you're watching. I was like, that's my piss break time. I really don't mind letting my VCR do the work. Also, it's the rewinding that's actually what wears your VCR really fast because it's going to those high speeds spin around. It also wears your tapes out. Those, I think, went slower than the VCR. They'd actually do it at a speed that wasn't so stressful on the tapes. Yeah, they'd be easier on the tape for rewinding. And rather than doing a hard snap at the end, which would often cause older tapes to break, it would just slow down to a nice crawl. So
I loved that thing, though, because I would just, like, I would sit there, and I would watch The Lion King, and then it would end, and then I would take it out, rewind it, and then I just fucking put it back in again.
You didn't use the VCR.
And watch it again. Yeah. No, well, that one worked a lot faster. The one that we had rewind faster.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, so my parents didn't have cable, so, like, I watched a lot of, like, videotapes and a lot of... A lot of, like, basic public programming or stuff like on here, which is our Channel 47. I always put up older stuff.
Yeah.
So I grew up watching a lot of, like, fucking Gomer Pyle and Hogan's Heroes and shit like that.
See, I grew up with Starz and Cinemax and HBO and Encore. And Encore, out of all of them, Encore was my favorite, even though Starz and HBO got all the newer movies. I didn't care because Encore would show stuff like Chinatown and The Two Jakes and The Shining, just a really good, like, and Harold and Maude, just a good 70s, 60s, 50s, and great movies, like
back
The Long, Long Trailer.
Back when you were a child in the 70s, Harold and Maude must have been a hot
one. Nah, this is in the fucking late 80s and 90s. But, well, see, I grew up with a satellite dish in my house, so I got to watch all kinds of crap, which is fun, but...
was it one of those six-foot dishes?
Yeah, this is back in, like, 1980s. Oh God! Like 80.
Do you remember those? Like you'd like go by people's houses and they have like
huge fucking dish, and it's just sitting
like
there.
A squeegee up there, like scraping off shit.
Yeah, and you're just like, wow, that's big. And my dad, you know, my dad wanted it, and so he'd always watch these horror movies late at night. I remember sneaking out of my bedroom, and the way our living room was set up, we had this big projection TV, you know, and there's a couch there with a table here as an L shape, you know, with another couch. And I crawled between the end table and the couch towards this little hole, and I watched the movie while he sat on the couch. Sometimes he'd bust me, sometimes he wouldn't. And I get to watch these just great movies that I'd never seen, you know, and that I really shouldn't have. And became a cinemaphile from that, but yeah.
I remember my uncle got a Laserdisc player, and I've talked about that on the show a couple times.
Yeah.
But that was my first experience with the stuff that I couldn't watch. Like... You remember Bobby's World, like, way back when? Like,
yeah.
He was basically Uncle Ted.
No, really?
Yeah, like, he would let me do all the things that my parents wouldn't do, but to a degree that's harmless, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let me watch R-rated movies and stuff like that. And I'd get to play, like, Nintendo and stuff at his house or whatever, but, like, my parents obviously needed their time at some point, so they dropped me and my little brother off. My brother would always fall asleep early because he just likes to sleep. And I'd always stay up a little bit later, and he's like, oh, do you want to check this movie out? It's really cool, whatever. And I watch, like, Predator 1 and Predator 2. Watched all the Aliens movies that way.
Yeah.
Well, up through 3, because, well, they didn't make 4 for Laserdisc, but...
Yeah.
But, like, in the early 90s, that was kind of, like, my thing with my uncle, was watching movies.
Whatever. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Whenever I would, like, my parents on, like, my mom and my stepdad were always really strict on what I watched. Like, they wouldn't let me watch, like, The Simpsons or anything like that. But I'd go to my dad's, and my dad and my stepmom weren't really around most of the time. So I would just, like, sit back in their bedroom watching, like, Hellraiser and, like, hockey games and stuff like
good
that.
Parents.
Just whatever I could get away with.
Yeah.
Won't get into that.
I think my parents' biggest mistake was putting a TV in my bedroom when I was, like, young. And I'd sneak out of bed and I'd watch, like, Monty Python's Flying Circus and The Fall Guy, Simon and Simon. even Murder, She Wrote, because you're up after bedtime, so whatever you watch is just like, oh, you know, I'm watching things I never knew existed, you know, but
especially Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, just awesome abortion, but great the Family Guy, but anyways, great thing. And I remember watching Nightmare on Elm Street was on TV one night. I'd already seen it, but it was with my parents, and I was watching it alone, which made it even more magical. And but
you had some great dreams after that, huh?
I never got nightmares, not from movies at least, you know, but it was, Monty Python's Flying Circus was the best, though. That was my favorite. Channel, I think it was 11 or 12, was the BBC, right where I grew up, and so I'd just sit there and turn that on and watch all these great, like, British TV shows. Always fucking awesome.
I watched Pumpkinhead.
Yeah.
And I had so many nightmares about that. Like, I had one nightmare that was just absolutely terrible, and it was like, I remember it perfectly. Like, we were at my school. It was like me and a few of my friends, and there was, like, it was in the woods for some reason, and we were on the track. And somehow we saw him, like, in the woods, so we started to run, but whenever I turned around to run, I saw my stepbrother underneath a car, but the car had, like, barbed wire on the bottom of it, so he couldn't get out. And, like, Pumpkinhead was just, like, coming towards us, and I was just like, oh my god, I don't know what to do.
Someone summoned him for revenge. He must have pissed somebody off.
That was a terrifying dream to have as a little kid. Yeah.
So, speaking of this, like, crazy stuff you do when you're a kid to do things that you're not supposed to do. Remember, I was in Boy Scouts. I was a senior patrol leader. And we were on, a 50-mile hike, and they had these ATVs that they'd come and check on us with. So, like, the adults would come up and check on us, like, once a day or whatever, because it was a fairly long hike. And it took us, I think, 2 days. But anyways, they came up at night, and they'd drop the ATV, or pull up the ATV, make sure we're hydrated or whatever, and then go. And then one of the times, one of the adults came up, and he decided he was going to go ahead and stay the night with us because he didn't want to drive all the way back through the woods. And when he left it there, to bed early.
I'm sure that's why I stayed the night.
But, well, anyway,
how about I move my tent closer to here?
No, he just had the really amazingly large tent.
Let's all have a naked dance party.
Yeah. Who wants to earn a merit badge?
So anyways, we took...
Earn that merit
badge. I was a pretty hardcore nerd when I was a kid, and I used to take a lot of things apart. And we...
Like his ass?
No. We took a pair of jumper cables, and we wired it into a power strip. And we plugged in this portable TV that one of the guys had, but he just didn't know how to... We didn't have anything to plug it into. And a portable TV back then was fairly heavy. And it wasn't like anything we have now. It was a tube TV.
We had one that was this big. Like, the screen was this big.
Yeah, the back.
But it was this long.
It's like a tape deck that you put in your car, just like three times as heavy.
Is that the kind that had the visor on the top that came over the screen to block out the sun? So you
I don't think mine had anything like that. So it was one that we had, like, keep in our kitchen.
See, in Florida, I see, like, fat-ass guys on the beach with those. While everybody's playing, they're just sitting there going, like, go, Bears.
Now, I remember we watched Nightmare on Elm Street through that. I guess it was on basic TV, so it was the edited version, you know.
Which back then is not too severely edited, other than the ripping the guy, you know, Johnny Depp's guts out and blood everywhere.
But watching that in black and white in a tent in the middle of the woods was fairly terrifying.
Yeah.
So,
I think almost any movie in black and white in the woods is probably... Casablanca would probably terrify the shit.
We were secluded as shit, though. I mean, it's like the adult had gone to bed.
You hear a twig snap, you're all just shitting yourselves. You're like,
oh my god, something's out there.
The worst thing is we didn't really have tents, we just had, like, canopies.
And so no protection.
Right, we were supposed to make our own shelter, so we brought, like, these really lightweight sleeping bags so you can hike with them, you know? So, like, they roll up into, like, a pouch almost, you know? And they're, like, survival sleeping bags, so it's like, we're just, like, under a lean-to that we created watching this stupid, you know, this fucking movie on low volume so we don't wake the adult, but fucking scary as shit, man.
You guys are, like, all huddled around each other.
Yeah.
I can't remember as a kid any particular movie that gave me a nightmare, but I do remember one as an adult that I told you about the other week that happened actually just, like, 3 weeks ago.
I don't remember.
Wake up screaming?
I woke up just and I was just like, freaked the fuck out. I watched, if you've looked through the DVR, you'll see three movies in there called Pulse.
Yeah, I saw those. Okay. I was wondering what it was.
The original Pulse, which is Carol, which is a foreign movie about, and it's kind of outdated because it's about dial-up internet. You know, with the invention of dial-up internet, it's tapped into a frequency where the dead are. And they start watching people wanting to come back. It's actually a pretty cool movie. The American version of they used high speed internet, Wi-Fi and stuff, which I thought was a little bit more realistic. I was like, at least that's actually cooler. But I hate the American versions. But what they did in the American versions that was actually pretty cool that I wish the original would have had were these ghosts would show up as, like, static. Like, really creepy, weird static, and just, like, suck the life right out of your body.
Like, static in the shape of something?
You could see them, but they were very staticky and stuff, and they would twitch, like, you know, like actual TV static, and they'd move around the room like that. In the original Japanese one, they'd walk in slow-mo, and just do really weird shit. Like, this one chick, there's this really creepy scene, this chick's just walking through this room, like, in slow-mo with her arms out. And then she just sidesteps and starts doing this weird shit with her arms. And
like Spaghetti Monster?
Yeah, you're just like, that's fucked up. You know, that would scare the shit out of me. Anyway, I mean, that's even if a guy was doing that on the street in the middle of a crowd, I was like, what the fuck is that?
Would you wake up with a shadow of the wavy tube?
No, what happened was yeah. is
awesome.
Is I did a Pulse marathon watching the original Japanese one, then I watched the American versions of Part 2 and Part 3 because I'd never seen those, even though I knew they were going to be shitty. I watched them, and the concept of the static people is just kind of what got to me, because I woke up in the middle of the night, my computer, I had just moved it off the floor onto my computer desk, and the light on the inside, even though it was turned off, the light was shining through the air vents, and formed this perfect outline that kind of looked like a person. So, 4 a.m, I wake up, you know, and I'm just like looking around my room, and I look over, I just see this pitch black room, and there's this outline, and it's big, so glasses off, it looks like it's closer to me. Of this fucking, I was just like, oh shit. I even swear, and I was like, oh fuck. You know? And a little whimper, and the fuck was like, fuck. You know? And then I snapped out, and I was like, oh, I know what it is. And I just went back to sleep, and I laid there for a minute, and I was like, I really hope to God that was my computer. It's like, I'll find out in the morning when I don't wake up. And I just went back to sleep. But I woke up the next morning and it just fucked me. I was like, man, that was actually really fucking creepy. That was because that was close enough to my ultimate fear. Close enough to my ultimate fear.
I don't really have nightmares. And whenever I do have nightmares, like, they don't bother me. I don't mind being scared because I'm never really scared.
Yeah.
In real life, so if I'm scared in my dreams, it's fine. If I wake up from it, I actually try and go back to sleep to get back into it.
But this was different than having a nightmare. This is waking up and...
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the nightmare's in your room.
Even with that, like, I'll still try and go back to sleep and get back into the dream. But, like, my...
But there was no dream.
My versions of nightmares are basically, like, I have people, like, chasing me and yelling at me and, like, calling me names and telling me. Like, well, mine is all, like...
taller than her around her.
No, like, mine's just the mental fuck of people not liking me and people judging me and stuff like that. That's mine. But...
You're short, blue-haired...
No, like, people aren't listening to me. Like, I'm trying to tell them something. Like, I'm trying to help them.
That's such a girl's nightmare.
Yeah, such a girl's nightmare.
I know, it's terrible. But no, like,
I
mean...
And I'm not even naked.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not naked ever.
I dressed in a really nice, beautiful dress, and they're just critiquing me.
I did have a terrible dream 2 nights ago, though, and it wasn't like that, but it was awful. It wasn't scary, but, like, I walked into my apartment or some room.
Oh, I know this one. Yeah, yeah.
And someone had murdered my cat, Emilio. They had taken out all of his insides and just, like, placed everything individually, like, neatly on the floor. And, like, spaced it all out perfectly, and, like, they had skinned him and, like, folded up his skin and stuff like that and put it in a nice little pile and then just had his head over on the corner. I woke up fucking bawling.
And where, like, was Emilio?
Emilio was laying right by my side and had his head up on my arm.
And I told her...
Which he normally, like, he doesn't do that very often unless I'm having, like, a dream like that.
And I told her it was most likely that she actually channeled into his dream somehow. And
so
that's what cats dream
that
about. They dream
dead.
About being dismembered and skinned with their heads put up.
It was terrible. No, like, I woke up and I was actually crying, and I was just like, this is awful.
Then
he was right there, and I was just like, oh my god, my booger butt.
He's probably dreaming about what you're going to do to him if he doesn't do it to you first. So
probably.
That's probably what it is.
No, it'll probably be Bill that does it first. Cats
you
are crazy.
You finally named your other cat?
Yeah, it's Bill fucking Murray.
Oh, it is Bill fucking Murray.
Yeah, it's Bill fucking Murray. He's like a grumpier Bill Murray. Not with me. He talks a lot, like, you can talk to him, and he will talk back.
See, I want Grumpy Cat from the memes.
Yeah, that
he's
that
awesome.
Cat's cute.
You should pull it. Okay, Justin's never seen this before.
He looks like Ken.
We gotta get a reaction. Just type in Grumpy Cat.
You'll be able to find it. Yeah. He's the cutest fucking grumpy cat ever. But I like Lil Bub, too. Lil Bub is the cutest little girl in the world.
This is what we do at work. We pass cat photos back
and
forth.
That's the fucking grumpy cat. Yeah. Just look at the images right
look
there.
At the fucking look at his fucking eyes.
It's such a grumpy face.
Yeah. Is that not the grumpiest cat you've ever seen?
Hold on. Look at that one. I want to see that one. I haven't seen it yet. Because that one looks awesome. No, click it. I need to see a larger version.
It's a gift. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's him. That's him playing. Yeah.
He was terrified and grumpy.
He's so retarded.
See, I said we need to get a reaction. Yeah, grumpy. Wrongs.
That one's better.
The Ron Swanson. Have you seen the Drunk Ron Swanson?
No.
Just go to drunkronswanson.com. It's
the best thing ever. Drunkronswanson.com.
Yes, drunkronswanson.com.
You can participate in the cast by going to your computer now.
Just that look on his face. Do you not watch Parks and Rec?
No, I don't.
He doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
He is such a... There's just such a happy little face. A happy little dance. I love that. I'm sorry. You need to watch that show.
So anyways. So, what else have you been doing to this week, Justin?
Just playing games. And being really busy at work.
Alright. Well, Holly, what have you been up to this week?
Sitting at home, not spending money.
Well, I know you played some Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, I played Left 4 Dead on Monday. I've been playing a lot of Minecraft. A lot of Minecraft. Mm-hmm. Way too much Minecraft. And...
Xbox?
Yeah, Xbox.
Nice.
And Halo.
Cool.
Other than that, I don't think I did anything else.
All right.
I had sushi. And that was delicious.
Nice.
Nothing exciting.
No, I've been working a whole lot, getting a whole bunch of websites ready to launch. Picked up doing a freelance flash job for a big national company, which is going to be awesome as shit. Because I think that's sort of an indefinite thing, so that could mean a lot of extra income. Should be nice, plus a doorway into a very big company, which I got a friend who works there who keeps trying to get me to come, so this might help out. So I'm going to be in a very, very happy mood.
He keeps trying to get you to come?
Yeah, he keeps trying to get me to come. Just like Jason.
He's adorable.
It's like, I like the smell until it came all over my chest.
It's just coming right on my chest.
We were all sitting outside smoking, and Ken Lane, our resident Jewish guy, he's got the beard and the everything. He comes outside now to smoke with us because he smokes pipe tobacco. And Jason is our SEO director. He's going to go off and hopefully manage an orphanage for foster kids, which would be awesome.
He is very, very sheltered. Innocent.
He's very sheltered, but he's a super cool guy. We like him.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Jason's one of my favorite people.
Yeah, he's funny as hell. And we're sitting outside, because he might be sheltered, but he gets jokes after he says them.
Yeah.
And we're outside... And Ken's smoking his pipe tobacco, and Jason's like, yeah, that smells really good.
Why don't you stand over here?
Yeah, yeah. And so he stands there, and then all of a sudden he, like, moves away, and he backs up, and everybody's like, well, we thought you liked the smell. And he's like, oh, no, it smelled really good until it started coming all over my chest. He started rubbing his chest to show her within them. And he goes like,
we all just started cracking up.
And he was just like, I just walked into that.
And his face just turned, like, be red and everything. It was awesome. Yeah.
He turned extremely
fucking red. He did.
Yeah.
He does that, though.
A little regret on his face. But
as well as his chest.
As well as his chest. Yeah. But anyways.
Derp.
Which one's that?
The retarded tiger says, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. Nom, 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 babies.
Nom, 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 babies.
If anybody has not heard nom, 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 babies, go to YouTube, look up Nice Peter. Nom 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 Babies is one of the best. He's the guy that does the Epic Rap Battles of History, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard of. He does his own Monday Music, where he does picture music, where he just writes songs based off of all these pictures that he finds, and they're pretty hilarious, aren't they?
That wasn't bad.
Yeah, they are.
They're very, very fucking funny.
It's a lot better than some of the other ones we've seen.
Yeah, like Sonic the Douche Hog. That was awesome. Did I show you the one where the guy has a... He wrote a song about this this one thing, but one of the pictures is a TIE fighter that's been turned into a computer desk with a computer built into it. And the line is, you'd be surprised how often this gets me laid. So,
I don't think I should
That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but really, really, really funny website. Really funny guy. Let me think here. Apart from work... played some Doom 3 BFG edition. which I'll talk about later on. We're going to be talking about the Lost Mission maps. That map, which is actually pretty fun. Did that, and that was pretty much... Oh, I did play... Deadlight.
Deadlight?
I forgot to bring that up a couple weeks ago. I did buy that and played it. So we'll talk about that tonight as well. Other than that, just being Trent, doing Trent things.
Doing Trent things.
Oh, so sweetly.
Masturbating a lot.
Actually, I have been.
Me too.
Yeah, here, high five. That's my masturbation hand, too.
That's okay.
Is this that is your mine. Yeah, there we go. Our forces combined.
Our forces combined.
Captain Planet! Anyways, so we're going to go ahead and jump into the show. Justin, you talked about Halo a bit last week when we had Vic back on the show, and you talked about Holly. You've been playing it now as well.
Yeah,
Holly's got a lot more time in it than I do, though.
Yeah, you've actually beaten it now.
Yep, I beat it. I don't know. You'll be putting in a lot more time than I have, though. But yeah, I beat it.
Did you jump in any of the multiplayer?
I played a little bit of it. I don't remember exactly what I played, but yeah. It was just me and people that I didn't know, which I prefer playing with people that I do know, but I'm just trying it out.
What's your opinion on the actual campaign?
The campaign I really liked. Like, we were talking about earlier, yesterday, I guess, that it's fairly short, but the storyline is great. The gameplay was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved everything about it. If I get a hold of it, I'll go through and play it again.
I'll say my big hope is that the campaign was only short for you because of the way you played it, because you were co-oping it, and you kind of...
You were saying you were running through it, though.
Yeah, you kind of ran through a lot of stuff.
That is one bad part about it, is the fact that a lot of the times you don't actually have to fight anyone. You can fight a few of them, but for the most part, you can just run through.
Yeah.
Like, he would be back trying to kill people, and I would just, like, zigzag through everyone and get to, you know, a portal that we needed to go to.
Yeah.
And just jump through it, and it would pull him through.
Yeah, that kind of... So, I'm kind of hoping that's just the way you played it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to, like, Reach, which was 9 to 11 hours longer if you play it on, you know, some of the harder difficulties, which I did, and it's just fantastic. It's so awesome, just the length of the game with the difficulty.
Well, it starts off on normal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it starts off normal.
Yeah, that's how we played it then.
Yeah. And, and you said the story, you liked the story for what it was?
I'm still going to go on the record saying, just like it was last week, the visuals on the... Anytime they do, like, an actual cinematic moment are probably some of the best CG, period, that I've seen. I'm not talking just games. Like, serious billion-dollar movies quality, like, fucking visuals when it comes to cinematics.
Yeah.
Like, they are so well done that, I don't know, just...
No, I've seen some of it on TV.
Some of those just... It's ridiculous.
It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The,
Especially, like, the beginning, because it looks so fucking realistic.
I didn't know that... At first, I was wondering if it was one of the live-action movies.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first, too. But then you can kind of see that it's not.
There's a few things that are a little too perfect, and that's part of what gives it away, but the lighting is done so well. The skin textures look really good.
Yep.
I mean, it was fucking mind-blowing. I was like, this is ridiculous. Nice. And the graphics themselves are really good, too. That's... I mean, that game was really well produced. It's really slick. All the weapons feel a little bit different. I mean, everything is you can kind of use for different reasons.
Yeah.
That new Bolter pistol or whatever, I still don't like, though.
Which one was that? Is that the one with the spikes on it?
Like, if you hold it down, it flares out and turns into kind of like a quick shotgun blast?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know any of the names of the guns.
Alright.
I don't pay attention
to that. No, it's not an Ebler. It's one of the new weapons. It's the pistol for the Prometheans.
I don't know.
Anyways, you probably didn't use it a lot. The Prometheans have some pretty kick-ass weapons, though. But the weapons, definitely, there seems like there's different uses for different things. There's a lot of vehicle gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually, right before I quit, I was flying a Pelican, which is something you've never gotten to do before.
Yeah.
And that's actually really fun.
You're doing the one where you're just going...
Mm-hmm.
Different points. There's another one later on that's really fucking awesome.
Like, I don't know, the overall gameplay just feels really polished, really slick. I haven't tried the whole running tactic like you've been doing, but... I mean, I'm 5 hours in. Yeah. About. But, I mean, I've been having to split my time between this and Assassin's Creed because... we're trying to do a special cast for that at some point soon, so...
That'll be up in place of next week's episode, because...
Well, we got Thanksgiving and plans and stuff, so... We want to give you guys something to listen to while you're driving, but...
We have Friendsgiving.
We have Friendsgiving.
On Wednesday night.
I have Thanksgiving, and then I have another Friendsgiving afterwards.
Yeah, so I have Friendsgiving on Wednesday with you, Holly, and Vanessa, and friends. Thursday, I don't think I'm going to be doing Thanksgiving with family this year. I think I'm going to use the time to actually work, which sucks and sounds cruel, but, you know.
Well, it's like my job. I told my job emphatically. I was like, hey, you know, I know there's not a lot of people to cover. I know I'm newer with the whole management thing, but you think you can just make sure I don't have to work Thanksgiving? I guess I have some seniority, so.
I'll probably just order Chinese food and cry to the guy who delivers. I'm just kidding. Anyway, but then I'm going to Best Buy because they're doing that.
Well, yeah, I'm
going
to do
a big sale.
Participate in a little bit of capitalism.
Yeah, $180 for a... Yeah, that's a good fucking deal. So
there's that and 3D TVs and shit like that. But
Well, I think it's Walmart actually said that if you bring in a competitor's Black Friday list, they'll match the price no matter what it is. And if I go to my place and they're out, I might actually pop over to Walmart to see if they've got it and see if they'll match the price, even if it's not that brand, but another brand, same size.
Well, hopefully, my idea is hopefully we can get in and get out, and if we do, then we can go up to the pub or whatever and celebrate our purchases.
Yeah, something like that.
But, I don't know, more so than that, but I mean, getting back on Halo, like the sniper rifles feel nice.
Yeah, I really like the sniper rifles. That was one thing that I used the most.
Really like the sniper rifles. And then the story, again, the story brings a more human element. I don't remember, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, Trent, but did Master Chief ever really speak that much before?
Not really.
I mean, not in Combat Evolved or 2, but in 3, did he?
Yeah, he had lines here and there, but nothing that was really, like, in-depth conversations. So.
He talks a lot.
It's more Cortana would actually sit there and talk in place of him, narrating kind of what's going on, and her response, and basically you just take her response for what Master Chief's is, so.
Well, with this one, not everybody's, like, saluting you and just, like, following you through the whole game. It feels a lot more solid. Like, I mean, there's a whole lot of interaction between Master Chief and Cortana.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the story is told between their conversation, so you get a feel for John the Spartan more so than you have in any other game.
Yeah.
So that story, the story beats in that have been pretty intriguing.
Did
so
they
far.
Do any of those wonderful flashbacks when he was a normal person?
No.
Not that I could tell so far.
Nice.
No, none of those.
Now, a little bit of speculation. Now, you're saying the game was kind of short for you. Do you feel that with Microsoft kind of taking the helm with Halo, that there's a possibility that they might have purposely cut the game length short because they're going to take Halo not just into the usual multiplayer DLC, but possibly campaign DLC?
They're already doing campaign DLC.
They are now? See, I haven't read it.
It's once a week they do a different one-hour mission right now.
That's what they're going to do now? See, I haven't researched.
Well, there's like a co-op mission you can do once a week that changes weekly.
Is that a co-op mission that's new or just co-op mission that's from the original
campaign? No, it's something different.
Something new. Oh, that's weird. Okay.
So it's like about an hour of gameplay for you and friends to kind of plunge into, which I think is kind of cool.
Is that for pay or for free?
If you're an Xbox Live member.
Okay. Cool.
So...
See, I was wondering if that was one of the reasons they cut it short, but I hadn't bothered researching because I've been too busy. But
well, they've been trying to do some things, weaving a little bit of news into it. Did you hear that thing where people that have been Xbox Live members for 10 years are getting free Xboxes right now?
That's part of the news.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Just felt like a good part since we were talking about things that are being given away.
We'll save it because for those of you who have been Xbox members for 10 years or longer, you'll have to wait until we come back from break for news to find out what we're talking about. So let's go ahead and... You hook them like cigarettes.
Ford. There's still a Ford.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that, yeah.
The biggest difference being there's like a magnetic grab to it.
Mm.
So it's easier to mesh things together.
Yeah, well, instead of doing the nice like line up, turn your camera. Oh, no, it went over. Beep, beep, beep. So there's just slightly tapping this fucking stick to get it to move over. I always hated that shit. Or you could just go in and do the coordinates, which is usually what I end up doing, just to make shit match.
Well, and but... Overall, I mean, I've been fairly impressed. I want to find out a lot more when I play with the fans on Saturday. So I'll be definitely.
I might sit in on a couple matches just to watch, just to see. Because it comes down to this: I have to decide between picking up, if I'm going to do my Black Friday thing, I have to decide between picking up Hitman or picking up Halo. Sorry.
Maybe you can find both on a 2-for-1 special.
Maybe, yeah. But right now Hitman fucking wins just because.
Hey, I'm excited for Hitman.
Yeah,
too.
I'm totally excited. I'm getting on PC, and usually it's come out about 11:30, so I'm gonna be cranking that up next week, Monday night.
Yeah, I'll be back on a night shift too. Mm-hmm. Oh, that comes out next week.
Yep.
Fucking
awesome. And then a few weeks later, Far Cry 3.
I'm gonna have to start putting in some vacation.
Yeah. I already said I'm probably going to be gone for a week once Far Cry 3 comes out. I just hope I'm not, like, my expectations based on the last one aren't, like, getting the better of me. So, everything looks cool, so.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll, the game of the year list is still going.
Yeah. But, so, let's, we talked about your Halo, your input, since you finally had some, since you didn't get to play it last time.
Yep.
And,
I'm just back to playing video games.
Yay.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Is there anything, that you played some Reach and all that, now Reach being, you know, Bungie's love letter, you know, finale for the big team, was there anything from Reach that you didn't see brought over into Halo 4 that you would have liked to have, or was there something that you wish it would have improved?
The only thing that I've ever played in Halo before is multiplayer.
Yeah,
I've never played the campaign.
Even in that, was there anything that you saw, like some gun handling or...
I can't recall. Nothing. I don't know.
And I got as far as the gunplay in that game, it is solid as shit.
Yeah.
And then all the little reload animations are fucking badass.
Nice.
Like, just paying attention to the little things. There's a lot of attention to detail in the game. Even down to the maps. Like, there's that one desert map you get into in the campaign that looks absolutely fucking gorgeous. I mean, it is a really nicely done map, too.
Nice.
Did you go into the forest already?
Yeah,
okay.
That looks really good, too.
Yeah, the forest was awesome.
Nice.
And you still have a lot of the abilities that you had in Reach, like the jetpacks and stuff like that.
Well, here's a good question. With Halo 4, do you think they finally found a peak for the Xbox system?
Graphically
and all that? Yeah.
It's really... I mean, it's pushing it, just like Assassin's Creed.
But it's a good high.
Oh, yeah, it's a really good high.
Yeah,
I mean, this is as good as... and most Xbox games are ever going to look.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a lot of that I think looks better than Assassin's Creed when it comes to the character models.
Yeah.
The character models on this are done better than Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah. No, I see them. Yeah, they do. So.
And Assassin's Creed is using a completely new engine, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks really good, but Halo looks really good.
Yeah. So even though that you think that this is probably the peak on graphics for Xbox 360 after so many years, it's definitely a good peak to be at, so...
Just like looking at like simple things like reflection of your chief's visor and things like that, you're just like, you're thinking to yourself, this is just the fucking game engine.
Yeah,
it looks really good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, overall, I mean, it looks really great. There's a lot more specular effects, a lot of that stuff. But again, all the wrapping paper aside, what you get when it gets down to the game itself, it's been pretty decent.
Nice.
So
okay.
May go on my list. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll jump off this and off Halo and move on. Was what were you playing? You played some Assassin's Creed. And
yeah, and really, I'm going to save a lot of the Assassin's Creed talk
for the next
spoiler cast.
Yeah, was there anything you'd like to share now that you've come across? It's just, I mean, you've gotten further now. Are you agreeing with me that story-wise, this is probably one of the ultimately most badass Assassin's Creed games?
You know, I didn't know if I was going to like Connor at first.
Yeah.
He's a very complex character.
Mm-hmm.
Less of a snotty rich kid than Ezio was. He kind of comes down from like the poor beginnings.
Yeah.
Where Ezio wasn't necessarily a rich kid, but I mean, he was kind of a spoiled brat, you know?
Well, yeah, in the beginning he was, and then of course he watches his father, his, you know, brother, his around his age, plus his younger brother, you know, the sickly one, you know, get hung, you know, and betrayed
by
their family.
Well, I guess he was fairly well off, but I mean, it's just less of like the coming of age from a kid that has it all to having nothing to a kid that basically has nothing that achieves greatness through his actions and not through you know
despite what his actions
right he's not a famous person at
yeah.
all he's just he's very much behind the scenes
yeah
he's a very complex character
oh yeah he is
the overall story is pretty badass I'm not getting bored I like the fact that it's a little bit of a tour of colonial America
yeah.
And the naval battles. I'll go into
the
podcast.
The naval battles
are so incredible.
Like I told you, man,
I would buy
a game if they just put a game
like
out.
Anytime I get into
a
storm, I'm just like,
oh, it's badass.
I'm going to replay this again.
The rogue waves come out, and you're just like, everybody stops shooting, and you're like, they're all turning their boats and shit.
Well, there was a point during one of the rogue waves, so I got them kind of sideways.
Mm-hmm.
and my ship did a 360.
Yeah.
And landed on the fucking ocean. I was like, yeah.
See, what I do is I get in them backwards, and I'm coming behind, and I start to turn right when I get to the crest, and there'll be a ship in front of it that's about to get hit by the roadway too. And as I'm going down the back slope, they'll come up, and I'll just fucking blast the shit out of the bottom of their ship in the front with just, like, fucking fire cannon, like fireballs. And usually it'll cripple them so fucking bad, the powder storage will open up, and I can just blow them up right there on the tip of the fucking wave. Just bam!
It's just the water in that game looks so awesome.
Yeah, the storm. Oh, God.
You'll have to play the Battle Folly. It's so incredible. It's
one of the Assassin's Creed built-ins. Okay. You can actually...
It's so much better than that bullshit mini game where they had in the last one where it was like the fucking tower defense.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the best mini game I've ever seen.
Tower defense was okay. I mean, in Revelations, what really got my nerves was where you had to go off and defend your factions against people. And I was just like, this is getting kind of boring. I mean, I just keep
at least in the three, you just go and take a fort. I mean, it's just you go take a fort. There's not a whole lot to it.
You have to kill the general, sorry, the captain. You got to blow up their gunpowder stack, and then you have to raise the colonial flag to take over the fort. And it's awesome because it's not just you sitting back putting shit places or just pressing the fire button. You're actually doing your usual stealth, covert, or just straight up killing everybody tactic, depending on how you want to do it. And it's actually really, it's also kind of a mini puzzle too, trying to figure out how do I get from this side of the fort all the way to that side without raising anybody's attention. You know?
Well, I'll just sneak in.
Yeah. And it's fun as shit doing it.
Yeah, the naval battles.
Magnificent, man.
That's so fucking epic.
I want a game. I want somebody who's a developer out there to see what they did with that and be like, we need to make a pirate game.
We need to make a pirate game. Like, are you getting board ships? And do you ever get to a point where you board ships regularly on those missions?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's a board ships. There's,
is that only a story thing?
There's a couple that you'll do that when it's you have to personally assassinate somebody. That's when you do the Templar ones, mainly.
Yeah, the ones that are more story-based than side missions?
Those are a little bit more story-based, where it's like, even in the naval battles, you'll come up on your map, and you'll see a Templar symbol, and that means that one's to go off and take out a Templar. And you go down there, and they'll be in a fort that you're attacking from the boat, which is awesome. Yeah, I've
done a couple of those. Those are really cool.
That's really fun. And then a couple of them, you're chasing somebody, which is like you're chasing them through little islands and debris and shit and rock, and it's like, you know, you'll have...
You'll have
rogue ones come up and try and slam into rocks. You gotta just like keep pulling back, and it's so awesome. And then you can take the boat out with your chain shot. You start messing around with the different shots. Yeah, it's awesome. But you can take their sails out of their masts, and usually just sink the shit out of them at that point. Others you'll actually end up boarding just to personally assassinate somebody.
I'm really, really maniacal with it. I usually just disable the really big ships and go after all the small ones.
Yeah.
And then just save it for last.
Well, since your ship is so fast, because I like outfitted my ship with everything, so it's got like the really strong, it's got the two extra shields on it, and it's got the more controlled rudder and everything, so I can actually outrun just about anybody. When I get into a situation where I have like two man of wars and a bunch of the little smaller ships, I'll just go as far away. There doesn't really seem to be an end to the naval maps either. You can kind of pull back as far as you can. I think at some point it says return to the area, but I'll pull out as far as I can, and I'll turn around, and I'll just start picking off the smaller boats with my actual cannon, just the regular swivel cannons, because you can usually drop them in one hit, so it's just me and the Man of Wars, which you get two of those guys together, and they'll just fucking pummel your ass, because they have double the amount of cannons than you, and they can fire more often and more accurately. It's a matter of going at half sail when you're alongside of them, and when you see that red line come up, they're about to shoot, just go to full sail and just shoot past, and they'll miss, or go to full stop and just let them pass you. It gets kind of tricky, but it's a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah, naval battles are definitely definitely fucking hot.
Yeah, so somebody out there develop a game based on that. So I want to do naval battles. That's so much fun.
More so than that, I tried some of the closed beta for Hawken.
Yeah,
and Hawken is also fairly hot. Hawken is a game that we've talked about that came out, E3 last year?
Yeah, they talked about E3 last year during one of the little small vignette pieces in between, and they were talking about how they were doing an in-office beta, just stuff that people playing it who were the devs, and it just looked amazing.
Well, it looks really good, but it's basically it's a mech game. It plays out like a Halo shooter for PC.
Yeah, it's like a first-person shooter. She just wrapped in a mech cockpit. Yeah.
But aside from that, you got your jump jets and your side jets and the different guns and things like that, mm-hmm. and some heat management. But it plays out so much like a shooter. Like, I don't know. So thinking back on this, I've played two really big mech games. I played MechWarrior Online and I've played Hawken now.
Yeah.
And when I get some time, I'm probably going to invest more time into both. They're both going to be free-to-play games. Mm-hmm. Where you can pay for extra to get outfitted a little bit better, or you can kind of work your way up the ranks to get your stuff. And I don't mind dropping $25 on a good free to play game. But MechWarrior Online, MechWarrior plays very much like MechWarrior has always played. You've always got, you kind of set your throttle a certain pace, and then you kind of move the top part of it around and fire while you're moving forward. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't move like a shooter does, and it takes some getting used to. You are driving.
Yeah.
There's also all the heat management and things like that, managing your loadout, managing how your weapons fire, and how you fire at long range versus short range, and how you manage your way around different obstacles and things. And it looks, MechWarrior Online looks really good.
It goes back to the OCD mech games of the day, where you had to watch where the gauges inside the cockpit, while they didn't actually do things, that the readouts on the screen actually applied to things that you were doing, such as, like you're talking about, overheating, your ammo load, your shield damage, stuff like
that. Well, it's like MechWarrior is so accurate down to the, like, the ammo types you have. You can carry a certain amount of ammo.
Yeah.
But based on the ammo type, that weighs differently.
Yeah.
And that'll affect how fast you overheat. That'll affect how fast you move. And
just like with the weapons.
If
you're using, like, an assault rifle or Gatling guns, it'll weigh, like, the Gatling guns will weigh fucking, like, you know, twice as much as the assault rifle, if not more. So it limits your loadout as well as your the biggest problem is energy levels. That's always,
well, there's that, but like MechWarrior Online levels. Like I said, the way you move is so much, it's like driving a tank kind of that has jets. And with MechWarrior, you always have, like I said, you have a throttle, and I think having a throttle in a shooter makes it feel a lot more like a machine. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Hawken, you basically move around with your WASD keys and you basically play just like you would a first person shooter. Yeah. Like, it's responsive like that. There's not any ammo that I could tell. You just have reloads, basically. So, like, a cooldown for your rockets. And my machine gun, I can hold down until I overheat. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have an ammo counter for it. I'm not going to run out of ammo. And then I can repair if I sit in one spot, hold down C, and I can repair it. So, kind of like in a game where you've got to go take cover, and kind of let the jam get off your screen.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing with Hawken. It is very much a first-person shooter just wrapped in a mech game. But it plays pretty solid. I had a lot of fun with it over the closed beta. It's actually closed again. But through the closed beta, I got a good feel for how it played. And again, it is pretty much just a first-person shooter with mech trappings. But that being said, it's very much a very accurate shooter. I mean, it's really easy for anybody that's played a first-person shooter on PC to just jump in and get right into it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're going to come down to games that I'd play more often, if I could get a solid week of gameplay in on MechWarrior Online, mm-hmm. I feel like I would be able to get into that probably a little bit more, just because there's a little more depth to the game.
Yeah.
Even though Hawken, again, looks really good and it plays really solid, there's just, to me, not enough depth with it so far to give me that same kind of drive that I would with, like, MechWarrior, with just the amount of customization. Not that Hawken doesn't have customization, but it's not like MechWarrior is ridiculous. So, with that being said, they're both free to play, so if you want to try it out when they're both available full time,
yeah.
I mean, it won't be a hard thing for you to check out and see if you want to do it or not.
Yeah, and Hawken has...
It's coming from a much smaller team, too.
Yeah, it was a very small team, and that was one that we were actually pretty excited for when we watched E3 last year, and we're just like, oh, cool, you know, they're gonna, you know, make a mech game that's actually getting some decent press, because, I mean, like, Armored Core 5 came out, and
it's alright. It's not best. It's not the best mech game I've played in a while.
Yeah, it's not one of the best. It has its moments. It's something that I would like to play. I mean, it's just I'm not going to spend $60 for it. I was actually looking at it on Gamefly, because I can still buy games from them, even though I canceled my subscription, and they have it for, like, $12. And I was debating on picking it up. I'm still not sure.
Well, if you pick it up, me and you can go through it like a co-op mode or something.
Yeah, I am going to probably pick up Gears of War 3, because they have that on there for like $9 right now. And I keep meaning to pick it up, and I just keep forgetting. I thought, well, that's a good enough reason to pick it up. $9.
I think so. Once you play Gears of War 3,
it'll probably make up for my thoughts on part one. And
like I didn't, I didn't like part one, and part two wasn't bad.
But yeah, I loved you part one. You didn't like it, yeah.
But part three just sucked me in. That game is so good.
Yeah, and I'm definitely looking forward to playing it whenever I'm probably gonna order it tonight whenever I get it. It's one of those things where I'm still up in the air about purchasing Armored Core 5 because they have Syndicate on there as well for the same price. That dropped down in price real fast. I was hoping they'd have Resident Evil Downpour for about $12 because that's about what I want to spend on it from everything I've read and seen. But unfortunately, that one's not for sale yet because people are still renting the shit out of it because they don't know it's supposedly that bad yet. So
it's a Silent Hill game.
Yeah, I know. No, and that's why I'm so peeved is that it's been out as long as it has and I haven't played it yet because I've just been wrapped up in so many other games and work and everything. So, and somebody doesn't have their copy anymore. He was going to loan it to me.
No, it was Downpour that I had.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. I was looking to see.
I thought you said something else.
No, I was looking to see if they had Silent Hill Downpour on Gamefly for cheap.
Oh, okay.
But they don't have it for sale yet because people are still running it a lot.
I thought you had mentioned something else. Sorry.
No. Where are you?
I'm here.
Are you just not paying attention to us? We're not cool enough for her anymore.
Our hair's not red enough. What? Our skin's not pale enough. We don't have enough freckles.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Freckle dick. Anyway. Anyways.
Whisker dick.
Whisker dick. Yeah, it was a funny one. Well, where the hell did we? What were we talking about for that whisker dick one?
We were talking about James.
Oh yeah, yeah, the guy who dresses like Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
this guy we work with, he dresses. He's cool as hell. We love James. But we were talking about something about his genitalia and his gray hair, and I said he probably has whiskers on his dick like a cat, which led to the term whisker dick.
Whisker dick.
So, yeah.
You guys are so nice to your employees.
No, we love James, man.
Yeah, we do.
Do you have any leads I've given him? I pass him business cards all the time. I love him. I don't give leads to any other salesperson. So, yeah. And also because he's not, he doesn't fuck people over. So,
yeah.
Maybe all the other salespeople. But anyways, let's see. So you've been doing that, some hawking. Hawking. Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it.
No, cool. Cool.
You?
Yes. Which one do you want to hear first?
All of them at the same time.
Doom, BFG, or Deadlight?
Go with Deadlight, and then we end on Doom.
Deadlight! Boom. Side-scrolling zombie adventure.
That ain't good.
It's actually pretty fucking badass. I was really surprised. I picked it up on Steam. I forgot I purchased it. I picked it up about 2 weeks ago, and I played it. And I popped in there thinking, okay, I'm going to have kind of a Limbo experience, maybe not as profound as Limbo was, but it's going to be side-scroller, maybe, hopefully it's better than War of the Worlds, because I really couldn't get into that, and, because it was so fucking hard at times, but, this was
something.
Actually, huh?
That was saying something from you.
Dude, War of the Worlds, there's actually, I was reading an article.
Really hard.
Dude, no, I was reading an article about a list of the hardest achievements to ever get, and War of the Worlds was on there, which is beating the game with one life. And I thought, okay, I'm going to buy this game. If it's that hard, I have to play it. I went in there, after about 3 hours of playing, I said, fuck this. And I turned it off, and went off and did something else. I was like, fuck this fucking game. And because those damn tripods with the fucking laser, and you're just like rolling through shit, and then all of a sudden you roll a little bit too far and you come to the edge of a fucking tunnel thing and you stand up and you blow up into dust and you're just like, Patrick Stewart starts narrating and you're just like, go fuck yourself, fucking Picard. Anyways, he does not soothe my anger. He does not make it so. Always try not to laugh. Anyway, so Deadlight. I jumped in there and I was like, well, we'll see how this goes. And the game starts off where you look like a hobo from hell with a hobo with a shotgun. And you're sitting in this room and there's this dead chick and these people come in who are apparently your friends who have been out scavenging or whatever and they're flipping out. Then all of a sudden zombies attack and you get separated from them. Now you're on your own. And you're making your way. You decide, okay, well, they know where to go. I'm going to try and get there, but I need to see if I can find my wife and kid. And you're making your way through this just beautifully torn apart city. All side-scrolling, you're using the environment. It's to jump around, get around. You can attack zombies straight on, but normally there's a way to get around them. And it's a lot of, you'll jump onto, like, say, a van, and you're just chilling there, and you can actually yell at them and taunt them to get them to come over. And they'll walk over, you can just jump over them and start running, booking your ass out.
Nice.
You have an axe you can use. The shit part is it's so hard to fucking kill these things unless you use a gun. With a gun, you have to point and then shoot, and you can kind of level the shot up with their head and blow it off. But with the axe, it's just so hard to fucking get them to stay down, which really kind of sucks ass at times because you can get swamped and surrounded. The story is really interesting. You find diary pages that are actually from your journal that kind of explain the story before the point that you start playing. And I actually enjoyed it. It's pretty action-packed at times. There's a lot of... there's a scene where you're being chased by a helicopter through an office building. Actually, multiple office fucking buildings because you're running through, like, the 20th floor.
Yeah.
Across rooftops and then through the actual... You have to jump through windows and crap in the next one. And it's pretty entertaining. I'm trying to think what else they brought into it. The Rat Man? Yeah, you have an entire sewer gauntlet that they put you through where there's this crazy dude who built this, like, meat grinder of a gauntlet in the sewers, and he makes you run through it, and it's pretty interesting. But but there's a lot of cool stuff. You get slingshot at one point.
A slingshot?
Yeah.
Sounds deadly.
Yeah. Well, no, he actually, you don't use it on zombies. He gives it to you to fuck with you because it takes all your weapons, and you have to use a slingshot to hit hotspots to activate bridges and crap.
Yeah.
So it's just to try and teach you how to aim before you actually start using a gun. And also the physics in it, because you can actually arch up and through and actually use the environment to bounce things off to get to where you need to go.
Yeah.
But... the game, it looks great, and it runs really well, despite one problem, which is when I first started up, there was no sound or vocals during the cinematics, which were all done in comic book story style, and I was sitting there just reading the dialogue, thinking, wow, is this really how this is? There's no audio or anything, and then about the third cinematic, the audio finally kicked in, and I tried it on Windows 7 and Windows 8, and it was the same problem on both.
Yeah.
So I think it's just an issue with the game itself, or maybe my particular installation of the game is fucked at times. But other than that, though, it's a pretty fun game.
Might be a bad port.
Probably. But it's a really fun game. I need to go back and keep playing it. I think I'm probably about halfway through. Definitely an interesting take and a very good use of the zombie genre in a side-scrolling platformer. So, yeah. And the atmosphere is fucking amazing.
Nice.
So, other than that, I jumped into some Halo. Sorry, not Halo. I jumped into some Doom 3 BFG edition. Picked that up, and I beat the crap out of Doom 3 when it came out. I played Resurrection of Evil expansion when it came out, so I was more interested in the Lost Mission.
Were the spiders still using the shotgun or using the machine gun?
For what?
Like, were you using the assault rifle through most of it, or did you stick with the shotty?
Actually, I went back and forth. They actually gave me a double-barrel shotgun.
Oh, okay.
Two-shot antique that you can find that's for the Lost Mission Pack, which it was fucking powerful as shit. You can drop a demon, like, one fucking shot, boom, drops him.
But you probably got to reload every couple of shots, right?
Well, it's one shot.
Oh, one double-barrel shot.
Yeah, double-barrel shotgun. Yeah, one shot, both barrels, bam. You can't control one barrel or the other, which kind of sucks. I like games that actually give you that option. But this is a powerful fucking gun. It's an antique in the game. It's referred to as an antique.
That's how most double barrels work. It's one shot and the other.
Yeah, and this one, it's both cocked at once, boom. And pretty badass. What was it? They give you that. They give you a plasma assault rifle, which I think was in Doom 3, if I recall.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I used a lot of that. When I was playing the actual, just before I got all my weapons, because by the end of the Lost Mission Pack, you had every weapon in the game, pretty much, and a fuck ton of ammo. I had, I think, like 45 or 60 rounds of BFG ammo. I had, like, 40 rocket rockets for my rocket launcher. Just insane amounts of fucking ammo. And I mainly stuck with shotgun and assault rifle and the plasma assault rifle, so yeah. No real enemies, new enemies introduced per se. It was just
Does it look any different?
No, it fits really well with the game itself, yeah. And it's a prequel. Yeah, sorry, it's a prologue that takes place before the incident at the beginning of part 3, huh?
Did it irritate you that they basically automatically added the duct tape mod?
Yeah, slightly. I shot some video of Doom 3 as I was running. I can't remember. Yeah, I shot the Lost Mission pack, if I recall. And I was running around. I didn't shoot anything in the later levels. So I just kind of stuck with some of the early stuff. And I never used the duct tape mod when I originally played Doom 3.
Right, because it was a choice between, do I use the light or do I just use gunfire? Mm-hmm. Or do I just wait in a spot that's kind of lit, or do I just look for the eyes, you know?
Yeah. And it kind of irritated me. So I found that the only time I really ever used a flashlight was if I was standing in an area where I knew it was around me, but I saw a dark corner and I just wanted to know what was in there because I saw the glint of like ammo. So I'd shine my light really quick just to make sure I wasn't going to walk and fall down something, you know. And I used it more just for navigation, not because I was afraid of what was in the dark. Because I hate people who, when you watch the BFG, sorry, when you watch Doom 3 with the duct tape mod, the original stuff, you'll see people with the light on just constantly until it dies down, then they'll let it recharge. Constantly had the flashlight on. And I'm like, you're killing the atmosphere of the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you gotta see what you're shooting sometimes,
too. Yeah. Well, you need to see what you're, but you use the gunfire for that. Or you back up to a point where you actually have a little bit of bearings as to where you are. Like, there's a couple times where I walked into a server room, so something about server towers. You can't see shit, and I'd hear the zombie guys, you know, and I just backed up and just waited and just chilled for a minute until I saw the outline of one of them in the darkness, and I just got to take a pop at his head, a couple shots, he's down, listen, hear another one, and just chill. Sometimes I've been going there and lure him out, because that's kind of the what I like about Doom 3 is the anxiety of, I'm going to walk into this very dark room, and I could lose all my health or half of it just trying to lure something out, and that's kind of fun, you know? I like being scared, and I like being anxious, so.
Yeah.
Dead Space, good example. Penumbra,
Amnesia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Same guys that did Penumbra, so.
You're lucky if I ever finish Amnesia. Yeah.
I need to get it again.
You need to watch Cutie Pie play. Did I send you that with a barrel?
I saw it.
You're my friend, barrel.
I didn't see the Amnesia one. I saw the Slender Man one.
Oh, anyways, it's just...
Have you played it? Look on Black Friday. You might be able to get it for like $3 or $4.
Oh, yeah, man. All this month, at the end of this month, they're going to be doing just massive sales like usual.
Fuck.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm giving myself $100 to spend.
Dude, you can pick up...
until I get paid again.
Whenever they do their big sales, you can usually pick up, like, Amnesia. I think I picked up Amnesia for, like, $250 during their big sales.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be back on sale again for that much. So definitely worth looking in. And I'll let you know if it pops up there. So, because
if you haven't really gotten a chance to sit and play that for a really long time, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Especially since you like being scared. That's absolutely the scariest game I've ever
played. Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Now with the Lost Mission edition, what it really does is, like I said, it's a prologue, kind of runs you through what happened. I think it's supposed to take place, I can't remember if it's 6 hours or 6 days before the initial game is supposed to kick off, but you learn about a little bit of additional story, nothing like too, that's amazing, nothing like that. It is fun though. It's just, it felt kind of like a cakewalk, though, which I think is why they didn't ever put it out, because I breezed right through it, didn't have any problem. The boss fight at the end was very unfulfilling, and I just shot him, like, I think 30 times with the BFG, and he dropped, and the guy's, like, fucking 3 stories tall. I would have expected more. So, but it did come with Doom 1 and 2, though. Which is a pain in the ass to play on the controller. I thought I would kick it off because they actually put in controller support for fucking Doom 1 and 2, and I thought this should be fucking interesting.
Well, there's no analog support.
Exactly, yeah. So I thought, why would they add fucking controller? Because I didn't play Doom. I didn't play Doom 3 Lost Mission Pack with a controller. I played on keyboard and mouse. But I thought I would try out the controller on Doom 1 and 2. And that is just the fucking most insane thing. You're just like... just trying to fucking aim at people. And it's like you're fucking, like, fucking Ray Charles. Just fucking shooting at nothing. You're just like, God damn it. You know, and you keep walking forward when you need it. Yeah, you keep walking forward.
Mouse and keyboard support for a lot of those old games is weird, too. Like, yeah, it's like spacebar to shoot.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, even the keyboard support that I came across for Doom 1 and 2, I didn't go in and reprogram anything. I just wanted to see what it did out of the box, and it was pretty fucked up. And
that's because it has very definitive movements, like up or down. There's no, like, sort of sideways movement, mm-hmm. You know. There's nothing for analog.
Yeah, you kind of got to retrain yourself on what you used to do.
Like, you don't 12. Really aim, you just point.
Yeah. But it's nice to, when I look at the BFG edition, though, I'm happy, because I'm like, you know, I have Doom 3 on disc, I have Resurrection of Evil on disc, but now I have it as a digital backup for security, which makes me happy. And on top of that, I got Doom 1 and 2, which you can play on browser for free, but now I have a constant copy of it, you know, for whatever I want, which makes me happy. And that's kind of what the purchase of that game was just curiosity for Lost Mission and just me wanting to have a little bit of additional security on it. So, but yeah, fun game. I enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Yep.
Right on. We gotta hit our break.
Yep.
Right on.
We'll be back. The shortest break we've ever had. Yeah. We are never going to be able to top that.
That's what happens when efficiency's in the room.
Short breaks for short people.
Yeah.
There's two short people over here.
Hmm?
I'm not quite as short, though.
No, yeah, you are quite as short.
Huh?
I am a little bit taller, like a half inch taller than you, aren't I?
Oh, you're 6 feet, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like only 5'8".
Oh, okay, never mind. I just used to, like, I think it's because we walk around the house barefoot so much. And I like slunch
do
over.
It's not like we're hand-in-hand.
No, I slunch over. It's in stereo.
You just have bad posture.
Yeah.
Bad standing posture.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah.
Trent just kind of like trolls around with his fucking knuckles dragging around.
Yeah. It's funny.
That's how I sit. Like, I just sit like this, and it's terrible.
I save the good posture for when I go out, when I'm on show.
When you're on show?
Yeah.
You save it.
Yeah. When I'm a hoe for show. That's what I bring out.
A hoe for show?
For show.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you a hoe? No, she's a hoe.
For hoe show.
She's hurting for a squirt. Yeah. I wrote that.
Where did that come from?
I remember that's a 40-year-old virgin, man.
Yeah, that's right.
When she finds all those speed dating cards with things, and she's like, she thinks that her boyfriend's gonna. He goes, no, I wrote those. I wrote those.
She said, for show.
He said she was ass up from the calf up, and he's like, "Yeah, she was. She was all ass."
So yeah. Really liked his. I hope you've got enough room in that trunk for my bike.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's so awesome.
That was Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Mm. I forget about that one.
I still like it when he's like, "So do you grow a lot of marijuana in your solarium?" That's just fucked up. You're just like, how fucking drunk did they have to be to do that?
It's like all the old jokes they were coming up with.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you watch the...
It's like you're dating a grandma?
Yeah. You can fuck her while she...
Did she write you a check for $10 on your birthday?
Yeah. It's like you can fuck her while she watches Murder, She Wrote. But then when you watch the directors... I actually watched the director's commentary for that one night because I was just interested to see what they had to say, and they were pointing out scenes where they're just blitz drunk. Because they shot so much footage that the film company that provided all their film sent them a champagne banquet. Because he's like, apparently once you reach a certain footage in film, they give you champagne, and we exceeded it. So it was like during this entire scene where we're talking, I think it's the scene where they're inside the store, and they're all sitting there talking about like getting baked, watching Gandhi, and all that crap. They're like, we are so fucking trash. And you can tell from the one dude, what was his name? Jay, the black guy. Yeah. He's like, his eyes just look like completely glazed over and they're like halfway closed because he's champagne fucking drunk off his ass. And you watch it and you're like, yeah.
You know what I didn't realize about the director's cut on that is when they do that scene with Steve Carell doing the karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
That is fucking epically good.
That was a good one, yeah.
That's got to be one of my favorite comedies of all time.
That one, and it's the Dated Palooza.
Yeah.
The uncut version that's like, I think, 9 minutes of nothing but the speed dating, just all the shit they cut out, like, you know, all the extra lines from Gina.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mel Collins. And the chick from fucking Wyoming whose boob flies at her. So you just walk from one side of town to the next.
And her boob's just like hanging out.
Yeah, and he's just like, ah. That was awesome as shit. Anyways, that's a good movie. If you've never seen that, that's a good movie to watch, people.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Judd Apatow, it is.
Recommend it. Height.
That's the best movie he's ever done.
That's one of his best movies.
I mean, the other ones are funny, but that's the only romantic comedy that he's done that...
That was actually really fucking funny.
Really good.
Yeah, and also, like, what was it, Jonah?
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, Jonah Hill brought his career up as the fucking goldfish platform.
Yeah, the goldfish. Yeah,
good. But, yeah. He's like, I just want to know what I have to do so I can take these home and put them on. I still want to watch The Watch. Have you seen that one yet?
Yeah, I've seen The Watch.
Is that really good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Because it's got the one guy from The Mighty Boosh. He's part of the mages.
No, the guy from...
same guy.
The IT crowd. Is it the... Yeah. Well, I don't remember. Yeah, it's guy. The only time I've ever watched The Mighty Boosh was whenever I was in Ohio at Knob's Place.
It's one of the best shows in the entire world.
I want to watch it.
I will rewatch the entire. It's only like 3 seasons. It's like 21 episodes.
No, I don't know where to get it because I don't think it's on Netflix or anything like that.
No, I
haven't.
So, yeah, I will rewatch the whole fucking thing with you because I just love that show so much.
I'll definitely watch it.
It's like, anyways. this is why our break was short because we saved it all for the show. Anyways. So, now we've done all that crap, let's go ahead and jump into some Facebook time. Facebook, Twitter.
Are we going to do that, or are we
going to
do news?
Yeah, let's do Facebook, Twitter first, because it'll give us some time to kind of mull over some shit.
All right. So, our question from last week was, basically, what are your top games of the year? And Travis says, in no particular order, Halo 4, Borderlands 2... Wow.
He actually put wow.
Yeah, if or expansion scale. And as far as Xbox Live Arcade goes, Trials Evolution.
Right.
Fair enough, Travis. Scott says, haven't played too much Doom 3 BFG. Haven't played that much, but Doom 3 BFG was like visiting an old friend, and Halo 4 is amazing.
Is that Scott?
Scott McFadden.
Scott McFadden, okay, yeah.
Fair enough, Scott. Michael says, Guild Wars 2 and Assassin's Creed 3 are off the top of my head. Hitman will be up there, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Ryan says, Halo 4, maybe. Let's see. Matt says, Halo 4 and Call of Duty. I've also enjoyed Dishonored, but it was so short whichever way you played it. Moonpier says, Battleship, Driver San Francisco, Minecraft, Borderlands 2. I'm sure there's a bunch of others if I ever get to play them. One of those was a joke.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Battleship. Maybe. and that's it.
Yeah.
Alright.
We had some on Twitter. I know Nip answered, but...
Oh, shit.
I don't have my phone on me, so...
Yeah, pull those. See, everybody always forgets the Twitter.
I posted it. I just don't have a way to get to it.
I can't stand Twitter.
I like it.
Twitter's kind of how everybody goes right now.
I know. I don't care. I'm just not a big fan of it.
I like it a lot.
I hate the name.
Yeah, I'm not into the name,
shit
but
people post on it.
You just get to stalk anyone you want.
No, I just hate when I see those damn hashtags show up all over the place. Even on Facebook.
I don't do the hashtags, but
they're just like
I hate on Facebook though, because it's like hashtags aren't working on Facebook. There's no point to fucking use
it
if you've got them.
Have
you've got them linked together,
client,
but stop fucking doing that because it's stupid.
Well, what gets my nerves is when I like see somebody post something like, I went to Starbucks, they gave me my wrong drink. Hashtag Starbucks fail, and I'm just like, really, really,
yeah,
really, really, okay.
Yeah, but if you complain about things on Twitter,
yeah, sometimes
for the most part they will get to you really fast. Yeah.
But I think the worst one I saw was like something about somebody trashing on a mentally handicapped person. They put down a hashtag that was kind of really mean, and I was like, that's not funny.
Yeah, that's awful.
So is he taking through?
No,
Twitter?
Not on that one. You'll have to go to mine or look up Nemp.
Yours doesn't count. Jesus.
I can't get on this one because I don't know. I don't remember all of the information to get into, and I didn't think to ask him.
We need filler. Hey, what was Holly? What was your game of the year?
I don't have one because I didn't play anything.
So let's just go to emails.
Well, how was Halo? You enjoyed that though.
Yeah, so I did. Far. That's the only thing that I've really played though.
Okay, fair enough.
So I guess it would have to be that one. Jesus Christ, Trent.
God, you're so short tempered.
Fuck.
Short in general. All
right.
So anyways, we did have an email. Ian finally wrote us.
We got email.
Email. It says, to the nasty one, the Trent Show, the real American hero, and that little old blue badger who beat the hell out of me as a charger on Monday.
Fuck yeah, I did.
Well, love the last show. It's nice to hear Vic again. Vic, thanks again for serving. Game of the year. I'd actually pick NBA 2013. I know a lot of people aren't fans of sports games, and I'm not usually either, but damn, this game was amazing.
Why do you gotta be different, Ian?
Well, he is a coach.
I know.
As for my questions, if in theory you could experience what it is like to die and be transported into another body, would you do it?
Yeah.
Would I travel across the fourth dimension? Oh, yeah, actually, probably I would. While being transferred to the other body.
So, hold on. He asked if you could feel what it was like to die?
And be transferred into another
body. No, he said if you could experience what it is like to die.
But not actually die?
And then be transported into another body.
I think he's thinking of Borderlands with the new you. When you die, it regenerates your body.
I thought he was thinking about
like die and then become somebody else.
He's very vague with his wording on that part.
How do you interpret it, Trent?
I'm aiming towards Borderlands just because we're a video game cast, and that's kind of what it does when you die, and the Hyperion Corporation generates a new body.
Like, if there wasn't a whole lot of pain with the rebuilding process,
what about the death process?
Well,
are you freezing to death while polar bears eat your fucking like genitalia? Or?
I wouldn't be as worried about it because it would be one of those things that sucks, but it'd be like, you know what? I'm getting new junk.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'm like, hey,
you don't know if it's gonna be better though.
Yeah. It'll be new.
But
it's true.
It's one of those things where I don't know if like 3 hours of starring in the real life Serbian film is worth getting a new fucking body. You know, that's
I think I don't know, even if you didn't get a new body, if you just felt the pain of dying or felt the pain of anything in general without it actually happening, would be awesome.
So it's kinda like the Dune where it's you put your hand in the box, your hand's burning, it's on fire, it's flight, but it's not really happening.
Yeah. But I would totally do that because you know what it feels like.
But the thing is, if you fail the test and you pull your hand out, they stab you with a poison needle and you die.
If something... Okay, well, that's...
You die from the shock or the pain.
Yeah, that's the thing. Pain causes shock, makes you pass out.
But you're not actually going to die from it.
But how can your brain... But how can your brain interpret that this is pain?
He's saying that you're actually going...
You get a new body. You get new junk.
So your brain automatically says, you're going to get a new body. Don't worry, I won't kill you.
I'm going to have to grow my beard again.
No, it's not. Or you'll just get a body that already has a beard.
Yeah.
Born with a beard.
Bushy beard.
They'll let the baby clone simmer long enough to get a nice...
does he mean that you're actually just going to be
your body or
reborn again? Or
Ian,
you're
just going to
like transform into someone else's body? You're just going to...
From now on,
if he died and he came back as Holly, that would suck.
Oh, God,
I know,
man.
That would be terrible.
I'd have to bring a fucking box with me where I would stand on. Now,
you got
Ian,
a pair of stilts.
In the future, when you send us an email like this, you need to be specific.
I would totally do the whole dying thing, though.
For me, it depends on how you die.
Doesn't matter how you die, even if it's an absolutely terrible death, because whenever you come back,
having all
it
your
doesn't
teeth
fucking
pulled
matter.
Out
you already know
and
it
choked to
like.
Death by a monster dick.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want to have that memory in my head in my new body.
But you got a new brain.
Of that's how I die.
So you got a new brain, though.
I would want to know what it feels like, because that way it's just like, if anything else happens, you're just like, fuck this shit. I already died.
If I could choose the way that I'm going out, because I would have to choose something that I'm just like so morbidly curious about that death. Like, I'm not curious about drowning, but like if I could pick drowning, I want to feel that sensation.
Oh man, I hate drowning.
I know, but yeah, I hate it too. It happens all the time.
I've nearly drowned twice.
Bathtubs? Oh fuck no, I take showers. Anyways, but
baths.
Yeah, I hate baths every time I fucking
drown. I'm such a strong swimmer.
I drown and I wake up in a new body. I have to take showers. And even then, there's a chance.
So like for me, it'd be like a ski jump off a ski jump like off a mountain, and it exploded like fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. If I could like jump out of a plane,
and then it just explodes into like fuck yeah, yeah, I'm coming back.
Yeah, if I could jump out of a plane, and when I pull the parachute cord, it actually sets off a nuclear explosion, and the mushroom cloud says America.
America.
as it nukes some hostile territory. That would be, and there's just like, and it shoots out these like holographic Tupacs riding like eagles and shit. You know? That would be like a justice video, but it would be the fucking awesomest way to go out.
If you can hear the eagle scream off in the background before it happens.
Yeah. It's just you're irradiating the water sources of enemies.
It's like having like rocket-powered roller skates, yeah, and dying in a fiery death. Like, I mean,
yeah,
going that way.
It's like, I would like to take off from stillness to 100 Gs in 2 seconds and just feel that splat against the back of the cabin as my whole body liquefies. It liquefies. And then the capsule explodes. No. And then the capsule explodes. And it says,
America.
Texas.
What? Why did it say Texas?
Seceded from America. Texas.
Wow.
It says Romney. Romney's dream as it goes up in smoke. So, yeah. Anyways.
I do.
Here's where we can take his question and turn it into fun. What is the ultimate way for you to die? Sewed into the leather couch at a fat farm.
Oh.
That's just that. That's a different topic. That's the most horrible way to die. Sorry.
I'm going to go into another question.
Yep.
Gaming related.
Yeah.
When the Xbox 720/PS4 arrived, do you think that the way mobile gaming is going let me start this over. Gaming related. When the Xbox 720/PS4 arrives, do you think that the way mobile gaming is going, we will see more third-party consoles titles or less? Are video games going to become like Hollywood, where you have nothing on consoles but big-budget games, and your little indie games will be on your phone instead of developing for console? As excited as I am for the next Halo or Elder Scrolls game, I'll be upset if it's tough for new ideas or concepts to develop because of the cost.
Actually, the way I see it, and I'll throw in on this, is as mobile devices like iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, as they progress, you're seeing more capabilities in their graphics, as well as just, you know, how they can the innovations on how they can handle gaming and stuff. And like, you were watching me play that Force Unleashed game on my iPhone, remember that?
Right.
Where you do the slashes and somebody's screaming outside, they're probably getting shot. The way I see it is, I'm gonna take it as in, we're gonna still have a lot of those indie titles released on something like Xbox, because Xbox is really Xbox and PlayStation is friendly to those indie developers. Well, dude, have you looked at the indie games that are
they
on
don't promote?
Oh yeah, they don't promote. No. But I'm saying
Steam
they carry
is
them.
Steam is friendly to a lot of indie games.
I'm talking about they carry them though. They carry some of those stupidest things you've ever fucking seen. If you make some piddly little, I'm not trying to demean any indie gamers out there, but if you make some piddly little shit that's about picking up prostitutes and shooting people in the face, and it's a 2D side scroller, it's on Xbox. You can sell it on there.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
I was going to say, the reason I made that point is Steam has Steam Greenlight right now.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of stuff coming to PC and the Steam platform is probably the way that a lot of indie developers will go. Orcs Must Die is one of those ones where I think that it's an indie developer that had a fairly decent success with one.
Mm-hmm.
They put out two, and then they've been putting out expansion packs about every 3 weeks.
Yeah. But where I'm headed with what I was saying is that I don't think we're going to lose some of those titles off of stuff like Xbox and crap, because it's still, those are going to be popular platforms.
I think that if Xbox get their shit together and learn how to promote their games better,
yeah,
instead of promote all the extra features, then we'd have a better platform for any games on console.
It's not a matter of what's going to be a better platform, it's just a matter of, are they going to continue to be on console or not? And that's kind of what I'm addressing. That's what I'm addressing, is if they're going to be there or not. And they are, because even though mobile can advance beyond, you know, they're going to go leaps and bounds beyond where they are now because they're already pretty far. They're going to be able to handle more and stuff. But now somebody's driving off really fast. But
driving angry.
Yeah. Driving angry. Drive mad. Anyway, but we're going to probably see those games continue to be on Xbox just as they're going to be on mobile platforms because they're popular games. And Xbox, you know, iPhone, a lot of people pick up games and stuff, but I see them really aiming for the Xbox and PlayStation markets. And
yeah,
they're mobile games, yeah, but they're going to be like, hey, you know, let's see if we can get some people to play these at home as well and push that, you know. And with the indie developers being very creative, maybe even seeing indie Kinect games.
Well, you have stuff like Slender stuff. That was just a browser game.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a joke, too, so.
But it got awesome. A lot of press, though.
It got a lot of press. Slender Man was created as a joke on a forum of just make up an urban legend and see how scary it can be. And that's how Slender Man was created. And somebody took it because they thought it actually was a really good idea for a scary fucking urban legend. And they built such a good atmosphere around the game, people actually thought it was a real fucking urban legend.
Yeah.
Even when I first heard about it, I thought, well, this is really interesting. I'd like to find out. And that's how I discovered what it was actually from. At which point I was very disappointed.
Did it come from like 4chan?
Yeah.
And did it really come from 4chan?
No, not from 4chan, no. But it was like some forum on some, I can't remember where.
We looked it up.
Yeah, we went searching for it. Well, it's been a while, but.
Looks like everything on the internet came from 4chan, I thought.
Now, this one was from some community that was just basically all about scary urban legends.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, come up with the scariest one you can think of, and somebody came up with Slender Man. And to be honest, the initial version of it is actually a little bit more frightening than what people kind of turn it into with some of the imagery you see and stuff. That's also why you see different versions of Slender Man when you look at the games and stuff. You see him in a suit, you see him, he's just all white, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, very interesting stuff. But I think indie games, as I say, will always have a home on consoles because that's such a huge audience. You know, people who use cell phones aren't always going to be definitely gamers. They're just people who have fucking cell phones who get bored. If you really want to make your game have a big splash, you target at people. Angry Birds lucked out and just became something that everybody liked to play.
I don't like it. I don't like Angry Birds.
It's fun to destroy stuff.
I don't like it.
And with birds.
And so, pigs.
Yeah, and pigs. But, I see it being always on console. Did he have an answer to his?
No, he didn't have an answer.
What are you looking up over there?
I'm just actually going over news.
On his news, yeah.
Thought you were trying to figure out where Slenderman, that forum where Slenderman came from. Next thing you know, there'll be a Slenderman movie.
Probably.
Hopefully not.
I'm sure there will be.
Man. No, I looked at the list of movies that are coming out that they're doing, and I'm. Martyrs, they're remaking. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
It's a pretty disturbing movie. It's a really good movie, but it's just visually really disturbing. Poltergeist, of course, is on its way.
Yeah.
The remake of that. They're actually going to reboot Scream.
Why?
And Wes Craven has signed on. Well, he's not signed on, but he says, yeah, I'll do it. If you pay me enough, I'll reboot Scream.
I still haven't seen the most recent one.
Scream 5.
Was it 5? Or was it 4?
I think it was 5. No, it's 5. 4 was, just a log. I think it's 5 now. I don't know which one 5 was. I watched the one where it was her niece that was.
I don't remember.
Think that might
have
been
it's
part
been
4,
way too
yeah.
long since I've seen them.
Yeah, those people need to get their careers back and other things. So, yeah, Justin's tired. Let's move on.
Yeah.
He's getting grouchy.
Yeah, I gotta get up in 6 hours.
I'm grouchy McFurballs.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to news.
Grumpy cat. Yeah, we're gonna move on to news now. Yeah, he's in the grumpy cat face.
I was too.
Oh, yeah, did you see, look at this. Oh, he was like, yeah, there it is. The arched eyebrows, the triangular fucking face. Yeah, grumpy cat.
Grumpy kitty is the best.
Grumpy cat says, anyway, so news. Let's jump into some fucking news, man.
Well, Borderlands 2 is going to be on Mac. People that have Macs. November 20th. It's already shipped 5 million copies on all other platforms.
Amazing.
So that'll be handled by Aspyr, which is the company that usually handles a lot of Mac ports.
Yeah. Yeah, those guys are rolling.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. It'd be nice to be the only... to be working for them. Make a fuck ton of money.
One of the other things, and Trent, you'll probably get upset about this. Halo 4 is not coming to PC. It was designed specifically for 360, and they don't want to move it elsewhere.
Damn.
All right. Midget flaccid's starting to... So that's Microsoft. That's what I call when I'm mad at them. Midget flaccid's really pissing me off.
Aww.
Well, you know, the sad thing about is the headline on this, which was on PC Gamer, actually.
Mm.
The Halo 4 definitely not coming to PC. Says nobody anywhere. But there's a lot more people playing Halo.
Oh, Reach didn't even make it to PC.
They didn't.
I don't think Halo 3 did make it
to PC. I think 2 was the last one, wouldn't it?
2, I think, was the last one, and they just kind of steered away because they felt that console was the way to go because, I don't know. And I was like, whatever. The modding would have been fantastic to see on something like Reach and also
if they could just port the Forge to PC and then you could port it back, that would be cool.
Even allowing for Halo 1 Combat Evolved, bring up the multiplayer service for that and bring out a Forge map for it. That would still be cool. Yeah, because you can still mod jetpacks and crap into it.
Well, one thing that PS3 owners will be happy to hear, Skyrim is finally, well, Bethesda in general, is finally kind of on the ball.
Is it finally bug-free?
Well, they're talking about, there's a Twitter announcement from the official Bethesda Gaming Twitter account saying that they're really close to getting the expansion content for Skyrim on PS3.
Yeah.
So...
Did they ever fix those backwards flying dragons on PlayStation 3?
I don't know.
That nobody else had on any other platforms. No, I just saw that. I saw a video of like this glitched out dragon. I'm just like, holy shit.
Well, the crazy thing is Dragonborn, that first, or that next... bit of content comes out on the 4th.
Great. Yeah.
So.
See, I skipped buying that last one that was just sort of a slight content expansion. I skipped that one because there's no story. I'm going to pick up Dragonborn most definitely. I just need to see if I can port my character over from my Xbox version since I got rid of it.
And last bit of news is the Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, are they going to finally do that fan-made trailer that was really badass?
I'm not sure. They're just talking about rebooting the original movie and just completely redoing it.
Oh, dude, I hope they... Did you see that fan-made one where it's...
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. That came out in the episodes.
Have you seen it, Holly? No, not that one. I saw the
episodes.
There was one... It might have been part of that one where it was... Jax... And he's sitting in a police station in a room with this guy who's silhouetted, and he's throwing down all these different dossiers on people from Mortal Kombat, you know.
All these different assassins.
Yeah, all these different assassins, and he's supposedly the world's best assassin. And he turned himself in because he didn't want to kill anymore. He was like, I'm done killing, you know, I want you to arrest me. And they said, we want you to go to this tournament, enter,
and those kill were the, all the... Okay, yeah. Those were the episodes.
Yes, I didn't watch the rest of the episodes.
Yeah,
but
it was Johnny... What the hell was his name?
Johnny Cage was one of them.
That's right. And no, Johnny Cage was the investigator.
No. It was Jax was the main guy, and then they brought in what's her name? Was it Tanya? What was her?
Sonya.
Sorry, yeah. They brought in Sonya, and she's in there.
Tanya.
Like, yeah, sorry. Yeah, and it's like we're gonna enter the both of you, and then Jax and Sonya, and I think it was Reptile ends up being the guy that they're talking to, the white eyes, and he ends up being it's not Reptile. It is Scorpion. And they go off into this, and I was like, I hope to God that they follow that approach, because that was actually such a cool, unique twist on the series.
I need to go back and play that game. That game is so good.
The
360?
Yeah, I didn't borrow it, but I never got to play it.
So good.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite console fighter in a long time.
Yeah,
I'll get to
it. Yeah, I need to borrow that for me to play it at some point. But I hope they follow that storyline, because that was actually really kick-ass, and the way they shot it was just really cool. So, I hope they don't bring... Christopher Lambert back as Raiden. There's a storm coming.
Okay, so I have news.
You?
Finally.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
The tides have turned.
What happens if you didn't have a phone?
Yeah,
I know. Actually, I looked it up while I was home after work.
Just get to the short of it.
It's crazy. Okay.
Sorry. The short of it?
Yeah, get to the short of it.
Starting on Thursday, Star Wars The Old Republic is going to be free to play.
Oh, nice.
So,
wait. Nice. Oh, no, the new one.
The new one.
Yeah, okay,
Old Republic.
Cool. Yeah.
Let's see. Mass Effect 2. Actually, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, the PC version that was sent out to people, the actual discs.
Yeah.
The second disc that people were trying to put into their PCs was still labeled Black Ops 2, but whenever they would put it in, it would try and play as Mass Effect 3. Or Mass Effect 2, my bad.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it wouldn't actually load anything up.
Way to go.
So, yeah. I mean, they still have the code and everything, so if you've got internet, you can download the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really that big of an issue.
Yeah.
But BioWare said that they think it's a sign. And they think if someone wants you to be playing that game, they're actually the first 50 people that show proof that it actually happened to them, they're going to give them the trilogy for free.
Nice.
So
I was hoping they would have said it was a sign that Mass Effect should not be finished.
No.
And that they will resurrect Shepard.
They're actually working on another
one.
Yeah.
I know.
And then Lego Lord of the Rings contained a disc that said demo on it instead of just being a normal disc. It did actually play the game. It wasn't a demo.
Yeah.
It just had the label on it, so they're recalling all of them. It was supposed to be released today.
Where's the quality control people?
Fuck, I know.
So it's Holly's mislabeled section.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. But they recalled them, and they're going to fix their issue. Also, there was unauthorized software release by hackers recently for the PS3, and anyone using it needs to stop or delete it, or they will be permanently banned.
What is it? Is it system?
Okay. I'm not sure exactly what it was.
On Blu-rays.
I don't know, but anyone using it will be permanently banned.
Yeah, so we're not going to tell you what it is. If you got it, you know what it is, and don't do it.
And my last little bit of news is Minecraft on the PC has sold 8 million copies.
Holy shit.
Actually, it's 8,005,101. They have
one in there.
Three.
Yes.
Four.
Yeah.
Well, that was, as of like yesterday.
And 8,005,101 people have lost their jobs.
4 million on Xbox and 700,000 on iOS and Android. So they are up to 12.7 million.
Damn.
And they also have the new Far Cry 3 mod that came out for it, and that looks really fucking awesome.
Hey, you said we're gonna go into that bit of news about, you probably have more details than I did about the Xbox.
Yeah.
No.
Free.
Nope.
So basically,
really.
It's if you've been an Xbox Live member for 10 years.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're not sending everyone. I don't think they're sending everyone a copy.
It's probably just people who have kept their membership constantly for 10 years.
Probably.
Your number goes back down if you skip a year, or if you let it expire even for like a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Not even a full year. It just won't. It'll count as year one when you start up again, which pisses me off.
Yeah, but they're actually sending out like the limited edition Xbox.
It's a 10-year edition.
Yeah, the 10-year edition.
Yeah, what's it look like?
Like that.
I can't see it.
Fucking computer. I can't.
It'll make a lot of noise.
It's just black with green on the top, orange on the bottom.
It's kind of silver.
And
I like mine better.
But it's a
free
console.
But it's free.
Oh, I know it's free.
Yeah.
I like the way mine looks better. So
yeah. And then I guess if you want to find out if you've been on it for 10 years, you just go into your profile, and you see what is it, like an orange strip.
There's an area that's the how long you've been in service. But
yeah.
If they're gonna go off of continuous service, and yeah, it'll be there, and it'll say 10.
Yeah.
If they're just going to go, like, it doesn't matter if you've let it lapse for a day or two or whatever, and it's counted it down, then that'll, which I doubt they're going to do, but that'll be underneath your account information.
Yeah.
So that'll tell you when you first started.
So, yeah, that's pretty awesome of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still signed up to try and win one of those Hitman consoles. The one with the cool.
I still fucking want the Halo one.
I don't like the way the new Halo
I
one
love
looks.
The way it looks.
I thought the Reach console looked a lot better. It's more sleek.
I like the blue and black.
See, I like the minimalist approach, and
yeah,
that nice silver with just the line art was really nice. So it's more my thing.
Yeah.
But the Hitman console, have you seen that one?
Mm-mm.
It looks pretty. Yeah. What do you got pulling up?
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
That's it. Yeah.
That
nice.
Does look pretty
Silence
awesome.
Fucking, yeah.
I don't like red though.
I don't care. It looks fucking cool. I'd like to have it white and black personally. I have a white console with black gun, but it still looks really fucking cool. So.
Black and white would look a lot better than red.
Oh, yeah. It's nice and clean.
Yeah.
Also, it fits better with the whole Hitman approach. I remember the first two games were all white covers with black, Hitman and Sydney and all that.
Yeah.
Either way. So so that's our news. I don't really have anything. So so we're going to go ahead and jump through and go into the next section, which is our question for next week.
Which was?
We decided to ask, what game has just truly terrified you?
Amnesia.
You got Amnesia? Okay. Justin?
Oh, yeah.
You got a couple, don't you?
Yeah.
Easy. Was it that copy of Dead Space I loaned you?
So, well, I still have it on PC, and I still haven't gone through it, but
you need to.
The first few minutes of Dead Space with things pulling out of the air ducts kind of pissed me off.
Pissed you off? You mean it scared you?
Yeah. Let me poop my pants.
You're like, what the fuck?
Wasn't real keen on that. I don't like things crawling out of things. But
you're going to hate aliens. Colonial Marines.
I can deal with aliens because I'm used to aliens. I don't like the way the fucking deadites are or whatever the hell
they're called. Necromorphs. Deadites is evil.
Yeah, I know.
An army of darkness. Necromorphs.
Necromorphs, that's right. Yeah. Amnesia is terrifying. Yeah. I've made it through about 2 hours of that game. That game is absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, those are the two games that are definitely top of my list.
I think I put like 3 or 4 hours into it, but I was going really slow.
I was hiding in fucking lockers.
Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Yeah, just hiding in wardrobes like half the time. Like peeking out the door.
Your vision starts to get bad and you're like, oh god, yeah. What do I do?
Yeah. I'm trying to think a game that just really. I get more pissed off than terrified because I'm just like, ah, fuck. You know, that's something bad's going to happen. I'm just like, my health is too low to deal with this shit. I don't have enough ammo. Doom 3. When I was originally playing that on PC, that gave me a couple jumps at night, you know, and it sucks because when you jump, you instinctively move your arms, and then your mouse, you start staring at the ceiling. You're like, oh, fuck, and just taking damage, and you're like, no, the thing's hopping around you, you're trying to find it, or you're in a dark room, and out of nowhere, one of those glowing fucking skulls just comes at you, and that sucked. So that one definitely put a couple shivers in me.
I'll say Half-Life 2 has a moment where you're in
Ravenwood.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was
creepy area.
It was a really creepy area.
Yeah. That was
the first time I ever encountered that. That was creepy as hell.
Yeah. I'll admit, Left 4 Dead, not the campaign, but just on multiplayer matches back when it first came out and I was playing it when I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of made me jump a few times because I was just, you know, playing versus and just. Yeah, you know, I hadn't really seen a boomer tune. I always played human. I didn't like Infected at the time. Now I fucking love Infected.
Yeah.
And just out of nowhere, I'm like walking by and some just fucking hunter pounces out of a bush. And I'm
just like,
fuck! You know, and you're like, god damn it.
Well, you start to just get really anxious because you're not used to everything that's going on, which is the same way I was whenever I first started playing it.
I think the worst one was when we would play it on, when we played versus, this is before we knew you, but most of my verses and a whole crowd of zombies would be around me, and a boomer is crouched down, walking up in the group, and you accidentally just lay a shotgun blaster in your whole screen, fucking cream pie, you know, and then you're just getting your ass pounded. That's
such
about
an
it.
Awesome game, though.
Yeah, so Doom 3 really did make you jump a lot.
Yeah, especially without the flashlight mod.
And Silent Hill, the first one. When you're
Silent Hill 2.
Hill 1, when even though it's old school graphics, when you gotta think back to the day when this game first came out and you're in the elementary school, with the kids. Those are just fucking weird.
I don't know, the little creatures that ride around on the ground, I did not like those.
The ones that
went to?
Yeah, it was kinda creepy weird.
Yeah, Silent Hill 2 scared the shit out of me. I was like, I don't know how old whenever I played that.
Mm.
I was pretty young.
Yeah.
So I was super young.
Good games. Anyways.
Like 19.
Yeah. It's been quite a while. So, and we're still here. Anyways. So that's it for our question is, what game terrified the hell out of you? You can do one, or if you got several, explain if it made you crap yourself or not. Because we like talking about poop, because it makes Justin uncomfortable.
It's awesome.
Really uncomfortable.
Twitter.com/Tiltcast. Facebook.com/Tiltcast.
Yeah.
teabag@tiltcast.com.
yeah. So you can hit us up on there. Don't forget that our gauntlet this weekend, gauntlet is going to be Halo 4 with Justin. I think you're the only one hopping on there, are you?
Maybe Victor. I just didn't commit him because I didn't know.
What's your vector, Victor? All right. And let's see. Let's go and we'll run through the rest of the shout-outs here. We got the Carousel Podcast. Oh, your point is you got something else pulled up. Okay, you go ahead and do that.
So, just one thing of note. I know we didn't talk about Call of Duty at all. It's because, honestly, and hate us or like us for this, we don't give a shit about Call of Duty.
Actually, I am.
No, you know
I
what?
Am buying
So. You're buying Call of Duty?
Yeah, I'm buying the new one. I'm not going to pick it up this week because of Hitman.
I liked it whenever I played Modern Warfare 3. I really enjoyed it. I didn't go through the campaign of it.
Modern
Warfare 3 is a different game.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, I still like the Call of Duty games. Yeah.
And this one's two different franchises. Yeah, but this one's the futuristic set one. I mean, no, that's what I'm saying to him. It's different than what you've been used to. They're actually in the futuristic
version. I'm still going on the record. I don't give a shit about Call of Duty. If you get it, talk about it.
I'd buy it if I had the money to.
Yeah.
I got a lot of friends that are into it. I just don't like modern military shooters.
I'm waiting to see what this freelance stuff brings for me on the side before I buy it, but I definitely do.
And it's a setting for me. I'm like, if it's a military shooter, I'm not so much. But like Far Cry, yeah, it's modern, but it's
One isn't modern. This one's actually future set.
Yeah, like future as in like 10 years in the future.
Yeah, but still more advanced weaponry, all that crap. I haven't really focused too much on who they're fighting. I haven't looked.
Chinese, I think.
I'm down with that. Not really. Okay, go
back to the releases. That came out this week. There's a lot of stuff on Wii U coming out. Obviously, Black Ops is coming out. What?
Maybe.
I'm asking her if she wants to get Chinese food tomorrow for lunch at work. Sorry.
Please wait. Wii U releases Darksiders 3 or 2. You got Mass Effect 3 coming out. Black Ops is coming out. Assassin's Creed 3 is coming out. And that is it. But next week, the big things that are really coming out is going to be Hitman Absolution.
Woot.
Really big into that. And some other things that I don't really care about. So, and then here in 2 weeks we got Baldur's Gate. And then even further out on the 4th,
Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. You can't skip a Ratchet. That's a big franchise. People like that.
I love Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Full Frontal Assault, PS3. PS3 Network.
I'm sorry, when you say Full Frontal, and then it's Full Frontal Assault. I'm just like, wow.
Anyways, and then Far Cry 3 coming out on December 4th.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. All I'm excited about for this year.
Hey, you know what? I don't care.
I know. That's
You're
okay.
Just 1 year closer
to
death.
I don't care either.
All right, so now that Holly will be closer to dying, we'll go and we'll jump forward into our shout outs, which we'll start with the carousel.
Podcast.com, and then we got elseworldspodcast.com with For the Love of Gaming. We also have bmfcast.com, noquarters.net, and tvgp.tv.
They do good things.
Yeah. And don't forget, people, hop onto our iTunes. You can find us there. Don't forget to write a review and rank us. We really appreciate it.
And don't forget about Stitcher, because you can get that on your Android.
Yeah, it's Android, and our episodes are set for mobile streaming without eating too much of your bandwidth.
And we will be more consistent about getting this out on Fridays.
Yeah.
So you have something to listen to on Friday.
Yep.
Anyways. We'll see you soon, and then don't forget next week for a spoiler cast we'll post on Thursday.
See you guys later.
Bye.